March 6th. You can only think one thought at a time. Therefore, see that that thought is constructive, positive, and loving, and then you will find yourself saying constructive things and acting in a loving way. In fact, your whole outlook will be positive, and your life will be filled with love, joy, happiness, health, success, and harmony. When you are at all sensitive and you have negative and destructive thoughts, they undermine your whole being. Your outlook becomes dimmed and you feel depressed and even physically ill. Try to understand that you bring this state on yourself by your wrong thinking. Change it, and you will change everything. You may imagine that you are surrounded by many difficulties, and that your whole situation is to blame for your negative state of mind. But is it? Aren't your thoughts your own? Aren't you free to raise your consciousness and think loving, positive, constructive thoughts that create your well-being? The choice always lies in your hands. March 7th. You cannot hope to create peace and harmony in the world until you have found peace and harmony within. You have to start with yourself. You have to start in a small way and let it grow and expand. A mighty oak tree has its beginnings in a tiny acorn, and yet within that tiny acorn, it contains everything. You contain the peace of the world within you. So why not let it grow and expand within, until it can no longer be contained and bursts forth, bringing peace and harmony into the world? It starts within you, so be consciously aware of the vitally important part which you have to play to help bring peace and harmony into the world. Never stand back and blame anyone else for the state of the world, but get into action and do something about it yourself. Now, be at perfect peace as you do my will and walk in my ways, glorifying me. March the 8th. You are in this world to bring good into it. You are here to radiate love, light, and wisdom to all those souls in need. You have work to do, and you can do this work only when you have sorted yourself out and can become one with the whole. When you no longer stand apart and criticize and separate yourself from the whole. Do you feel at one with all those souls around you? Do you feel at peace with the world? Or are your thoughts conflicting, critical, and destructive? Always remember, love, joy, and happiness create the right atmosphere and draw all those souls of like mind together. So watch yourself and start right now drawing only the very best to you. You can change your whole attitude and outlook in the twinkling of an eye. Why not do it? Get into tune with all life and find that peace which passes all understanding. March 9th. As you learn to give to others in service, it opens your heart and keeps it open. The more you give freely and joyously, the more love pours forth from you, and the more love you draw to you. The more love you give, the more you will receive. It is the law. Never be discouraged if love is not returned to you immediately. Simply know that sooner or later it will be. And so keep the love flowing, because love never takes no for an answer. Love is never defeated. Love is not like a snail. It never withdraws when it is rebuffed or rejected. It turns the other cheek and goes on and on loving. Can you do it? You cannot do it on your own strength, but with me, you can do anything. Seek my help at all times, and I will never fail you. You will find you can love and love and go on loving without any difficulty. March 10th. Why not use what is yours to use? What is the use of having an electric light in your room if you fail to switch it on and fill the room with light? Why not keep turning to me for help and strength and use all those wonderful gifts which are there waiting for you? Cease struggling on your own, for when you know me and love me, you will want to be ever aware of me and of my divine presence. You will want to walk in the light, for where there is light, darkness is no more. You generate light by your positive, constructive living and being. Therefore, allow nothing negative in you to dim that light. You may need to do it consciously until all negativity falls away from you and you learn to live positively all the time. It may be a real effort for you to do it to begin with, but gradually it will become as natural to you as breathing. March 11th. Work with my laws, not against them. When you work against them, you are fighting a losing battle and will get nowhere. When there is tension in you, seek within and find out what you are fighting against to cause that tension. You may be sure there is something there holding up your progress and preventing you from reaching your highest good. Let your only desire be to do my will and walk in my ways, and allow nothing to stand in the way to prevent it from taking place. When you take time to seek, you will know what my will is for you. And then it is up to you to obey it without hesitation. When you are working and living in harmony, you will know the meaning of true freedom, freedom of heart, mind, and spirit. You will find untold wisdom and understanding flowing from you. When you are in this state of consciousness, I can use you to help bring down the new heaven and the new earth. March 12th. Know without a shadow of doubt that you are perfect, even as I am perfect, and there is no blemish in you. Start right now seeing the very best in yourself, and so draw the very best out of yourself. It is there, deep within you, but has become so hidden away that it is difficult to see. When you take time to realize that we are one, you will see the very best in yourself, will cease belittling yourself, and will banish all false pictures of the real self. Keep saying to yourself over and over again, I and my beloved are one, until it means something to you. When you are feeling at a very low ebb, say it quietly to yourself and feel yourself gradually rise up out of that slough of despondency and self-pity. Keep saying it until you know the reality of those words and you see the wholeness of all life and know that you are part of that life. March 13th. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. A snake cannot grow without shedding its old skin. A baby chick cannot emerge from its shell without cracking it open. A baby cannot be born without emerging from its mother's womb. These natural processes have to come about to bring change. Step by step they take place, and nothing can stop them. If the baby chick does not have the strength to burst out of its shell, it will die. There is a right time for everything. You can try to prevent changes taking place because you feel safe and secure where you are and would rather stay in the confines of that which you know rather than move out into the unknown. But in those confines, you will suffocate and die. Try to understand and accept the need to change with everything that is taking place at this time. Lift up your heart and give thanks for these changes and become part of them. March 14th. Your work is to create the new heaven and new earth. Therefore, do not dwell on the troubles and tribulations, on the disease and suffering, on the wars and strife in the world. Do not allow yourself to become part of the disease and not the cure. As you raise your consciousness, you become immunized against the trouble in the world, and you can live and work with it all about you, and yet it will not be able to touch or affect you in any way. A doctor or nurse has to be immunized to be able to work freely with highly infectious diseases, and there must be no fear in them. Let there be no fear in you as you watch the situation in the world become worse. Never despair. Simply hold on in faith. Let your mind be stayed on me and know that all is very, very well. March 15th. As you move forward into the new, be consciously aware of me and of my divine presence at all times, and keep your mind stayed on me. It will help you to keep in a raised consciousness so that you can move forward without any difficulty. Bring me into everything you do, say, and think. Share your all with me. When you have nothing to hide, you know the true freedom of the spirit. I need you free, so my wonders can unfold before you without anything in you to stop them. There is much waiting to unfold. It has only just begun. Imagine the wonders and beauties undreamed of as yet, that are waiting to reveal themselves. It will be like stepping into a new world with new ways, new laws, new ideas. Keep your sights raised. Keep the vision of the new age ever before you. You will find yourself moving into it very naturally, and it will become a part of you. March 16th. Let there be no feeling of competition within you. When you realize everyone has a specific part to offer to the whole, all that spirit of competition will disappear, and you will be able to relax and be yourself. How much simpler life becomes when you cease trying to be something you are not. You have your part to play in the whole, so play it to the very best of your ability. I tell you to love one another. Are you doing it? Or are you just being tolerant, making excuses for yourself by saying that there are certain souls you cannot be expected to blend with, since you are poles apart? You are all my beloveds, and the sooner you realize it, the better, for you are all one in my sight, and my love flows to each one alike. When you can accept your oneness with me, you will be able to accept your oneness with each other. March 15th. As you move forward into the new, be consciously aware of me and of my divine presence at all times, and keep your mind stayed on me. It will help you to keep in a raised consciousness so that you can move forward without any difficulty. Bring me into everything you do, say, and think. Share your all with me. When you have nothing to hide, you know the true freedom of the spirit. I need you free, so my wonders can unfold before you without anything in you to stop them. There is much waiting to unfold. It has only just begun. Imagine the wonders and beauties, undreamed of as yet, that are waiting to reveal themselves. It will be like stepping into a new world, with new ways, new laws, new ideas. Keep your sights raised. Keep the vision of the new age ever before you. You will find yourself moving into it very naturally, and it will become a part of you. March 16th. Let there be no feeling of competition within you. When you realize everyone has a specific part to offer to the whole, all that spirit of competition will disappear, and you will be able to relax and be yourself. How much simpler life becomes when you cease trying to be something you are not. You have your part to play in the whole, so play it to the very best of your ability. I tell you to love one another. Are you doing it? Or are you just being tolerant, making excuses for yourself by saying that there are certain souls you cannot be expected to blend with, since you are poles apart? You are all my beloveds, and the sooner you realize it, the better, for you are all one in my sight, and my love flows to each one alike. When you can accept your oneness with me, you will be able to accept your oneness with each other. March 17th. You do not have all knowledge and all wisdom without it unfolding gradually from within. Life is a constant unfoldment. When you were a child, you had to learn certain fundamental lessons. When you put your hand out to touch the fire, you were told that it was hot and would burn you. But if you failed to obey and went your own way and touched the fire, you were burnt and found it very painful. However, it taught you not to touch it again. In this spiritual life, you have to learn certain fundamental lessons, and if they are not adhered to, you have to take the consequences. Some people learn at great speed and are ready to move on to greater lessons, until eventually they find that they are so in tune, they no longer have to learn lessons, but flow with life in perfect harmony and oneness with everything. It is the ultimate state of consciousness to be reached by everyone. March 18th. Is your heart in what you are doing? You cannot create the new heaven and new earth if what you do lacks the hallmarks of love and dedication. See that what you are doing, no matter what it is being done to my honour and glory. Then you will want to do it perfectly. Remember, never do a job because it has to be done. If such is your attitude, before you even start doing it, go away by yourself, seek grace, and get into tune. When your attitude has changed and you feel at peace and in harmony, then go ahead and do it. You will find when your attitude is right, you will not only be able to do it perfectly, but you will also be able to do it at greater speed. The more souls who can do what has to be done in the right spirit, the quicker will my heaven be brought down on earth. March 19th. Be like an open book, hiding nothing, with every page there for all to read. When you have nothing to hide, you know what it is like to be completely free and unfettered. Share what is in your heart and have no fear of being ridiculed. Keep very aware of me and of my divine presence, and be as simple as a small child. Simplicity is the hallmark of this spiritual life. There is nothing complicated about it. If you feel it is complicated, it is of your own making. Therefore, change your attitude towards it and see what happens. Waste no more time chasing rainbows. All you need is deep within you, waiting to unfold and reveal itself. All you have to do is to be still and take time to seek for what is within, and you will surely find it. The answer is there. Be very patient. Wait upon me, and all will be revealed to you at the right time. March 20th. What you think, what you do, and how you behave can have a tremendous effect on the state of the world. Therefore, start right now, looking on the bright side of life, looking for the very best in every situation that arises. If you look deeply enough, you will find it. It is there, but sometimes it is so hidden that it appears to be lost. Know that all things work together for good for those souls who truly love me and put me first in everything. Your faith must be strong and unshakable. You must be willing to hold on, no matter how dark or gloomy the situation appears to be. It may even be necessary to see it get worse before it gets better. Simply know that all will work out in true perfection at the right time, and that all is in my hands. Realize that I am everywhere and in everything. There is nowhere I am not, and that the ultimate goal is perfection. March 21st. Spring is here. The new age is here. Awake from your slumbers and behold the wonder of the times. For these are truly wonderful times you are living in. See the very best in all that is taking place. Expect changes and go along with them, allowing nothing in you to hold them up. Never be afraid of the new, of the unknown, but step out fearlessly into it, knowing that I am with you always, and that I will never leave you or forsake you. Recognize me in everything, and give me the honor and glory. Know that it is the golden age that you are moving into, so be not concerned or struggle against the changes which are taking place at this time. The darkest hour comes before the glorious dawn. The dawn is here. It comes in perfect rhythm, and nothing can stop it coming about. The whole of the universe functions in that perfect rhythm. So why don't you? March 22nd. When you long to do the right thing and take the right path, you will do so. You must be strong to be able to withstand the temptations which may be set your way and to recognize them for what they are. Every temptation overcome gives you a deeper inner strength and stability, making you able to face anything without wavering. My ways are very strange, but remember that I see the whole of the picture, whereas you only see a small portion of it. I see all the actors in the play of life. You only see the ones nearest at hand. One by one, I point the way to them, and they follow it, and take their part in the whole, vast, overall plan. And so the plan unfolds in true perfection. Watch it unfold, and glory in the wonder of it. Accept it all with a full and grateful heart, and see my hand in all that is taking place. March 23rd. Why not start right now thinking abundance? Realize that there's no virtue in being poor. I want you to understand that money as such is neither good nor bad. It just is, and is there to be used. And it has to be kept circulating and not hoarded. It is power, and power has to be handled wisely. Electricity is power, and you do not handle that foolishly, for if you did, it would destroy you. So why handle money in an irresponsible manner? When you can accept the true freedom of the spirit, you can shake off all sense of limitations, all sense of lack. Learn to use all you have with real wisdom, understanding that all I bestow upon you must be used to my honour and glory, and that you must be a good steward of all my good and perfect gifts. March 24th. Do not attempt to look too far ahead or make plans too far ahead, because if you do, they may all have to be changed. It would be best to allow everything to unfold, and you will find it will happen at far greater speed than you can imagine. Let there be no impatience about it. Simply wait upon me and see everything open up in the most marvelous way. But the timing has to be right. When the winter closes in, you always feel it will never end. But before you realize what is happening, spring almost unobtrusively starts to break through. This process is what is happening with the new. Like the spring, it is here, and the winter, the old, has passed away, but you may not have fully realized or accepted it. And until you do, your eyes will not be opened to the wonder of it all. Open your eyes and miss nothing that is taking place at this time. March 25th. As more and more love is released into the world, a wonderful healing is taking place. It is like balm poured into wounds, healing and making whole. Love starts with the individual. It starts in you, and it grows like a seed, bursting forth and revealing great beauty and wholeness. It is what is taking place now. Many souls feel that something is happening to them, but they are bewildered and do not realize what it is. They search without, hoping to find a clue which will show them what is taking place. Other souls feel a stirring, but are afraid of what they feel, for it is new. It is strange and unknown, and they try to shut it out. Nothing will be able to stop this release of love. It is like the genie in the bottle. Having been released, it cannot be put back again. It cannot be hidden or ignored. Gradually, it will begin to reveal itself in everyone. It has come to stay. March 26th. There is always another rung of the ladder to be climbed. Be not faint-hearted, but go forward and upward, always reaching for the highest. Life is movement. It is change. It is growth. No soul can remain in the same state all the time. Nature cannot remain static. It is ever changing and expanding, growing from one stage to the next. The acorn grows to a mighty oak. The bulb grows and produces beautiful flowers. The seed of corn produces grain. Change is taking place all the time. If change is not taking place in you, you may be sure that something is wrong. And it is necessary for you to find out what it is and then do something about it. Do not resist change, but flow with it and accept it. It may not always be comfortable, but be willing to accept a little discomfort so that the glorious new can evolve in and through you, transforming you into a new being filled with light, love, and inspiration. March 27th. Peace be unto you. To be at one with me is to be at peace. For peace starts deep within the soul and then reflects itself without. Then, when you have found inner peace and stability, you can go anywhere and withstand anything. You can even walk in the valley of the shadow of death and fear nothing, for with that inner peace comes serenity and tranquility, which nothing and no one can disturb or destroy. As you recognize and accept your true relationship with me, and do it as simply as a child without any complications, so will your whole life be filled with joy and thanksgiving. Then no fear can enter, and you will appear to live a charmed life and to be fully protected. For where there is no fear, there is full protection. It is fear that opens the door to danger and leaves you vulnerable. Therefore, banish fear. Let my peace and love infill and enfold you, and give eternal thanks. March 28th. I am spirit. I am everywhere. I am in everything. There is nowhere I am not. When you fully realize this fact and can accept it, you know that the kingdom of heaven is within you, and you can cease your search and turn within. Then you find within you all you are looking for. How few souls nowadays do it. They are far too busy searching everywhere for the answers, except within. When you can accept that I am within you, never again will you feel alone. Never again will you have to search without for the answers to your problems. But when anything arises which needs answering, you will seek that peace and stillness within. Lay your questions and problems before me, and I will give you the answers. Then you have to learn to obey and to follow out exactly what I reveal to you from within. You have to learn to live by my word and not just hear it. March 29th. Keep life as simple as possible, and enjoy to the full the simple wonders and beauties which are there for all to share, but which are so often taken for granted. Be like a child, able to see and enjoy those little, seemingly insignificant wonders in life. The beauty of a flower, the song of a bird, the glory of the sunrise, the raindrops trickling down a window pane. How simple, and yet how truly beautiful they are, when you look at them with eyes that really see, and cease to rush through life in such a hurry that you fail to notice them. Do you see my wonders and beauties all around you? Or is your mind so full of the cares and worries of the day that you are blind and deaf and bowed down, and you see nothing, for you are so wrapped up in yourself? Why not try today to keep ever aware of all that is going on around you? March 30th. Nothing is by chance. There is a perfect pattern and plan running through the whole of life, and you are part of that wholeness, and therefore part of that perfect pattern and plan. When you see strange things happening in your life and wonder why they should happen to you, take time to see how it all fits in, and you will see a reason for everything. The reasons may not always be what you expected, but nevertheless be willing to accept them and to learn by them, and do not fight against them. Life should be effortless. A flower does not struggle to unfold in the rays of the sun, so why should you struggle to unfold in the rays of my limitless love? If you do, it is of your own doing, and it is not part of my perfect pattern and plan for you. Simplicity is my hallmark, so keep life simple. Keep in constant contact with me, and watch yourself unfold in my love. March 31st. When you are in tune with life, you will find yourself doing everything at the right time. All you have to do to get into tune is take time to go into the silence, to find your direct contact with me. This is why those times of peace and stillness are so vitally important for you. Far more important than you realise. A musical instrument, when it is out of tune, creates discord. You, when you are out of tune, do the same. A musical instrument has to be kept in tune. You too have to keep yourself in tune. And you cannot do it unless you take time to be still. It cannot be done when you are rushing around, any more than a musical instrument can be tuned while it is being played. It is in the silence that the notes can be heard and be readjusted. It is in the silence that you can hear my still small voice, and I can tell you what to do. April. I was shown a fledgling learning to fly. Its first efforts were very feeble, but as it used its wings more and more, they became stronger until it found the freedom of flight and was able to soar to great heights and fly great distances without any effort. I heard the words, "Faith comes with practice. Live by faith until it becomes rock-like and unshakable, and find the true freedom of the spirit." April 1st. Spring unfolds in true perfection. This is the spring of the new age, and it too is unfolding in that same true perfection. You are part of it, and it brings you new life. With it comes a glorious feeling of complete freedom and abandonment, of bursting out of old confined ways into new spaciousness where there are no limitations. Feel yourself growing and expanding in every direction, with a sense that anything can happen at any moment. Be like a runner at the starting line, on your toes, all keyed up, ready to be off at the starter's signal. There is so much going on at all levels at this time. Changes are coming, and you are part of those changes, so go along with them. Be willing to change, and change quickly, when and where necessary. Do not hesitate or hang back. Step right into all that is taking place, swiftly and surely, with absolute confidence and faith. April 2nd. There is a time and season for everything. It is a question of allowing your life to be guided by me, so that you know the right time and season with a clear inner knowing and can move swiftly, following those inner promptings with absolute confidence. When you are at peace within, time means nothing. It is when you are unhappy or uncomfortable that you find time drags and you feel that the day will never end. When you are enjoying what you are doing, time flies by, and you wish that there were more hours in a day. It is important that you learn to enjoy to the full everything you undertake, and that your attitude towards it is right. You will get far more done, and it will be done with love, and therefore will be done perfectly. Let perfection be your aim at all times. When you do something with love, you are doing it for me. April 3rd. The key to your happiness and contentment lies deep within you, within your own heart and mind. The way you start each day is very important. You can start off on the right foot or the wrong one. You can wake up with a song of joy and gratitude in your heart for the new day, for being alive, for the very wonder of living, and for being in tune and harmony with the rhythm of all life. You can expect the very best from the coming day, and therefore draw it to you. Or you can start the day with a chip on your shoulder, disgruntled and out of rhythm. You are responsible for what today will bring, and knowing it gives you an even greater responsibility than those souls who are not aware of it and therefore know no better. You cannot blame your state of mind on anyone else. It all rests with you. April 4th. Where are you on the ladder of life? Have you reached rock bottom and are on the upward climb? Have you been willing to give up everything in your life to put me first? Not because you are afraid, but because of your deep love for me and your longing to do my will and walk in my ways. Can you say, "Let thy will be done," and mean it, and be willing to do whatever I ask you to do, no matter how strange or foolish it may appear to be in the eyes of others? It takes courage and such deep inner knowing and certainty that nothing will be able to throw you off balance. Only those souls who are strong will be able to follow this spiritual path. It is not for those souls who choose to go their own way and refuse to listen to my word. There are no shortcuts in this spiritual life. You have to seek and find your own salvation. April 5th. When a small child starts to walk, it takes a few faltering steps until it gains confidence, and as it does so, its steps become firmer and surer until eventually it can walk without stumbling. Then it learns to run and jump, but one stage has to be reached at a time. So with faith. It has to be built up gradually. It does not come all at once. As you put your faith to the test, so it will grow, until you are able to step out and live entirely by faith, because your security is rooted and grounded in me. You know you can do all things with me, for it is I working in and through you to bring them all about. And that of your own strength, you would not be able to do them. Always recognize your source of help, strength and inspiration, and never fail to give thanks for it. Take nothing for granted, but recognize my hand in everything. April 6th. There are many little things in everyday living that can easily cause disunity and disharmony. Rise above them and unite on what matters in life, on your love for me, on your love for each other, on living and working for the good of the whole, and on forgetting the self and all those petty little incidents that keep rearing their heads regarding personal likes and dislikes. It is when a soul feels strongly that its way is right and flatly refuses to give one way or the other, that sooner or later something has to give. When you stretch a piece of elastic until it can stretch no more, it will either break or, if released suddenly, snap back and hurt you. But if you can release it gently, it will go back into place without breaking or causing any unnecessary pain or suffering. Why not open your heart and ease that strain and tension gently? Love and understanding will always help to smooth the way. April 7th. Only as you expand your consciousness are you open and receptive to the new all around you, and can become attuned to new thoughts, new ideas, and new ways of life. Be prepared to see beyond the immediate into higher dimensions, higher realms, and open to the ways of the spirit. There is much you can understand and accept intuitively, but at which the mind boggles. So why waste time trying to work everything out with the mind? Why not be willing to live and act intuitively and inspirationally? When you do, you are functioning from a raised state of consciousness and are receptive to the new. You become a clear channel for the new to unfold in and through you. So raise your consciousness from the negative to the positive, from the destructive to the constructive, from the darkness to the light, and from the old into the new, and see what happens. You will find the old will fall away, revealing the glorious new. April 8th. Lean not on anyone. You need no outer props and reassurances, for you have all deep within you. It is inner peace that everyone longs for, and it is there when you take the time to look for it. Do you take time to see the truth, or do you accept everything you hear, see, and read at face value? When you know something from within, nothing or no one from without can shake it. It is something that is so real to you. It would not matter if the whole world went against you, telling you that you were wrong. You would be able to go quietly along your way without being disturbed or thrown off balance. That is the joy and strength of inner knowing. It is what can give you the peace which passes all understanding. So whenever you are in any doubt about anything, go within and seek the truth, and I will reveal it to you. Then go your way in peace and confidence. April 9th. You cannot build a mighty temple without solid foundations. You cannot build the new heaven and new earth without love. Love for one another and love for me. Love starts in the little things in life and spreads out from there. Sow seeds of love wherever you go and see them grow and flower and flourish. Seeds of love, sown in even the hardest of hearts, will start to grow in the end. It may take time for the seeds to germinate, but as they are tended with loving care, they cannot fail to grow. So despair of no one. Simply pour forth love unceasingly, and harden not your heart. Cease trying to justify yourself or your actions. Cease blaming the other person. Search your own heart. Sort yourself out. And find perfect peace of heart and mind. Then you can move anywhere in true freedom and joy, radiating love and more love. There can never be too much love. Let it flow freely. April 10th. Life is what you make it. Why not find the very best in every situation and enjoy it to the full, no matter where you are or what you are doing? Never waste time and energy wishing you were somewhere else, doing something else. You may not always understand why you find yourself where you are, but you may be sure there is a very good reason and that there is a lesson to be learnt. Do not fight against it, but find out what that lesson is and learn it quickly so that you can move on. You would not want to remain static, would you? As you cease resisting and simply accept the lessons to be learnt, taking them all in your stride, you will find life much easier. And what is more, you will enjoy the changes which take place. A plant does not resist growth or change. It simply flows with it and unfolds in true perfection. Why don't you do the same? April 11th. You are in the world, but are not of it. There is no need to allow the ways of the world to drag you down. Enjoy them, but do not try to possess them or allow them to possess you. In the new age, it is not necessary to wear sackcloth and ashes, or to go around declaring that you are a miserable sinner and are not worthy to be called my beloved child. All this teaching is of the old age and is false and unreal. Accept that we are one and that I am within you. Feel yourself being lifted out of the darkness of all this false teaching into the glorious light. Leave behind all the old and let it die a natural death. Enter the new, reborn in spirit and in truth, and know the meaning of true freedom. I need you free, not all tied up with self and self-concern. Be like a very small child, free and joyous, and live in the ever-present now. April 12th. Give thanks for everything you have, for everything you receive, and for everything you are going to receive. In fact, never cease to give thanks, for it is a positive attitude towards life, and the very act of giving thanks which draw the very best to you. It helps to keep your heart and mind open. It helps to keep your consciousness expanding. You will always find something to give thanks for. And as you start doing it and start counting those blessings, they will increase. You will realize how mightily blessed you are, that all I have is yours, and that my storehouses of abundance are full to overflowing, and you lack nothing. Your every need is wonderfully met, and in that state of consciousness, you are able to give and give and never count the cost. For it is as you give that you receive. As you give, you make room for more to return to you. April 13th. I am your source of supply, and all that I have is yours. My infinite abundance is available to all, but your consciousness must be of abundance, with no thought of lack or shortage. Feel your consciousness expand and expand, and let it go on expanding without any limitation. For limitation causes blockages in the constant flow. With limitation comes fear, and with fear, stagnation. And when something becomes stagnant, the circulation is cut off and it goes dead. Keep the circulation flowing. Let there be a constant giving and receiving on all levels. And know the meaning of infinite abundance. Know that you are one with me, that you are one with all the wealth in the world, and that nothing is taken to the self, nothing is hoarded. All is there to be used wisely. Be a good steward of all my good and perfect gifts. Seek my guidance and direction as to the right use of my infinite supply. April 14th. It is important that there is balance in every